Secretary Hepler.
No, I'm fine with that, but, Mr. Chairman, I just want to let the people in the audience who want to testify, we'll do the public hearing and finalizations, and we're going to switch at that point then over to open forum. So otherwise, open forum could be at 4 o'clock, 4:30, so, I mean, we have a number of people who want to testify here. I'm assuming it's not all about finalization, so let the members of the audience that we can testify, and if you need to leave for the roads or something, you can do that. So that's our intent, that, so all the public has our opportunity, hopefully over the next hour, to spend time with the commission. Thank you.
All right, so we'll do the public hearing. If you want to speak, please sign in, and Rachel has those sheets. Commissioner Phillips will run the public hearing. I think today we're going to try to limit people's comments to 3 minutes so everybody has a chance.
Go ahead. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Phillips speaking. I'll be running the public hearing portion of the meeting today. We have four finalization items: spring turkey, turkey transportation, big game tagging, and deer draw structure. I have no one. We're going to allow 3 minutes for people to speak. Please, please pay attention and wrap your comments up as soon as possible when we get to approaching that 3 minute time period. We had nobody sign up to speak about spring turkey archery. Is there anybody in the crowd that wants to speak about that that didn't get signed up? We had no one sign up to talk about the turkey transportation requirements. Is there anybody that wants to speak about turkey transportation? Okay. Big game tagging. Is there anyone that wants to speak about big game tagging? I have. Brings us to the deer draw structure. First speaker is Dan Netzer. Yeah, right here. And turn the microphone on. Give us your name and where you're from, please. And I'll give you a minute or two to get organized before I start the timer. So,
Dan Netzer from Lake Norton, South Dakota. I just wanted to stress that I support the two-tag proposal. I believe that with that would basically, with the single tag proposal that you had, it was going to take so many people out of the drawing, and they were going to suffer from that. South Dakota has tradition with so many people that hunt East and West River or the Black Hills. I know families that have hunted both sides longer than I've been alive. With the two-tag proposal, they would still have that ability. You're going to put more people in the field, which is part of what you guys were after. The other thing is, too, if someone wants a deer hunt, there's a West River archery tag, an East River archery tag. There's antlerless tags. There's antlerless muzzleloader tags that are all guaranteed. If someone really wants to deer hunt, they can deer hunt. If you can't physically pull a bull back, you can get a crossbow permit. I know states where you get a two-day muzzle or a two-day shotgun tag. I'd much rather have a crossbow for 3 months. There's just no excuse. If people aren't getting a tag, they're not using the system that we have. And then on top of it, I'm not sure what the numbers were, but we had quite a few leftover regular season for the West River and East River. I mean, if they want a tag, they're there. They just have to go get them. So I don't think the state should have to do anything more until they do something for themselves.
Thank you. Any questions for Dan? Thank you very much. Next speaker is Wayne Lloyd.
Good afternoon, Commission. Secretary Hepler, Wayne Lloyd from Wentworth, South Dakota. I'm here to support the two-tag proposal. I, I think it's an awesome compromise between the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission and the avid hunters. To the first tag proposal only allowed the avid hunter to, you had to choose east or west, and because of the terrain in our state, it just took too much away from the avid hunter. The new proposal, in 2018, there were 53,524 hunters that applied for 1 through 7 tags. Of those 53,524, 47,180, which is actually 88% of all hunters, put in for 2 or less tags, which is what this proposal covers. And under the new proposal, it also pulls roughly 10,000 people out of the draw system. So for these 88% of the hunters in South Dakota, it increases their odds of drawing tags. It also puts about 1,000 more unique hunters in the field, which is what the commission was looking for. So I just think it's an awesome compromise between the two. And I'm unfortunately one of the 12% that puts in for more than 2, but I think it gives me a better chance at the hard draw tags, and it still gives me the opportunity to hunt in East and West River. And I just really appreciate your compromise on this, and I definitely think it's the best solution for the hunter. So that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next speaker is Dane Wilberg.
Commissioners and Secretary Hepler walked away. This is Dane Wilberg, Lake Ponset, South Dakota. Thank you for having a chance to speak before you today. Wanted to start by giving my condolences to Travis. I have 15 and a 17-year-old son, and made me look at my parenting a little differently. I've thought about you a lot. I want to thank the commission, first of all, for truly being bipartisan. I just, throughout this deal, it's been impossible to tell who the Democrats or Republicans were and who the farmers and non-farmers were, and that's really refreshing. Appreciate that. I'd also like to ask all the people with their different viewpoints to take a moment sometime. Everybody's looking at their phone a lot. Look up Shane Mahoney and look at some of the videos that he has out there, and it'll get you really excited about trying to work towards a common goal and working together instead of infighting and working against each other. As hunters, we're a real small percentage of people in this United States of America. And we need to work together, not fight amongst ourselves. We need to be positive towards everyone, even the people that are against hunting. And the people that are impartial is the most important, because they're the ones that are going to decide whether we get to keep doing this. And all the decisions we make here today won't even matter if all those people decide they don't want us to do it anymore. This is hard when you only have 3 minutes. I'd also like to take a moment to talk about how excited I am to have a governor that really is representing our viewpoints and is kind of in our court and working to make the kind of things happen that we need to make happen. Like the Game, Fish, and Parks, you guys, her, it feels like we're all kind of getting in line and kind of excited to see where that'll take us. And I guess when people are making comments online, it's really disheartening to see the name calling, and it seems like you can say whatever you got to say without being negative. You can really, you know, I've actually made some friends with people that I wanted to lose their job. Secondary Hepler. Anyways, I liken it to this. Today when I came in the room, the temperature, I had my jacket on. And I prefer it to be cold. There's a lot of people in the room that like it to be hot. But I think 68 to 70 is probably what's best for everybody. And I think that's where the 2-tag proposal falls, 68 to 70. Thank you.
Thank you, Dane, for those comments. Now we're going to switch gears here. That completes the public hearing part, but we're going to go to an open forum. And the open forum is...